And I had a marvel experience when I was teaching at Technical High School. For one thing, Don Gifford understood that I was doing a good job in the class. But there was one, I remember he had...
Now, who was Don Gifford?
He was the principal of Technical High School when we had almost 3,000 students. It was the biggest high school in the city. And I was down there, and some child, one young woman who couldn't do her work or didn't do her homework or whatever, had told her parents that I was prejudiced against her. So they came to school to complain about this Negro teacher, black teacher, whatever, who wasn't doing right by their daughter. And Mr. Gifford sent the assistant principal up to my classroom and told me to come and bring my record book. I wondered what was going on. I got down there. And they wanted to know, she said, you gave her bad grades because you didn't like her. I said, hmm? I said, well, now she flunked this test. She meant she was absent from class so and I was going through some. And then what was terrible, the parents turned on the child. Mm-hmm. I said, look, don't do that. She's maybe got other reasons why she didn't do well, but she was never disrespectful to me. She didn't do some of her work, but there may be other reasons why. But don't get mad with her. You got mad with me, and see what the trouble is. And Mr. Gifford winked at me and gave me my school and said, I knew you were the one. She had other teachers, but I knew you were the one who could tell them what was going on. Oh, it was lovely. And, you know, I got a chance to teach it at STCC because Mr. Garvey had remembered my husband and remembered, you know. And I didn't want to leave my kids at Tech. I liked them. I enjoyed it. I had the honors English class.
You were there for 13 years?
Yes, I was there for 13 years. I loved it. And they used to vote me their most popular teacher. You know, that, I remember my mom did that and you know, 50 cents will get you maybe an ice cream cone, whatever. Don't get cute. I remember my mother, don't get cute. Everybody puts his britches on one leg at a time. But, you know, it was nice. And they repeated that honor about 4 or 5 years ago because I was honored at their reunion. Got a standing ovation. I said, oh, Lord, you know, you have to keep yourself, I keep remembering what my mom used to tell me, because she, keep yourself, you know, grounded. But I grew up near the Armory. It was just ironic that, because I've got a little pamphlet I'm trying to finish writing when I talk about being a different product of the Armory. Because when I was in junior and senior high school, in the spring, and the early fall, the public school kids at Classical Juniors, so I went to Classical Juniors, we used to have our gym classes on the parade ground. And I learned to hate field hockey because in those days they didn't have any equipment and I got hit in the shins. Oh, that hurts. With a hockey stick. Oy, I can still remember that. And then, but I learned to love soccer because I like to kick the ball. And I used to skate, I tell you, I used to roller skate as a kid down that hill. I loved it. So I'm a different product of the Armory. But
a different product of the Armory.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, the Armory was important in my life for another reason, too, because when I was there, my daddy got a job there as a janitor, and it was the first job where he was paid equal pay for, you know, that other place, he wasn't, you know.
Equal pay
for equal work, you know. I mean, where his status wasn't determined by a prejudiced foreman or whatever, as it happened to him when he was at the electrotype company. He was good. Daddy had a lot of machine smarts. He was, you know, he was practically smart. He hadn't growing up in Virginia, he had been denied the kind of education he could have had, but he was really quite smart.
So equal pay, meaning that he got the same pay as if a white person had the job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to make sure I'm clear.
Yeah. So, you know, hey. But I, I had a lovely, I love teaching. I love my kids. I had a good time.